there are two general different perspectives on mitzvos when it comes to understanding the obligations that the Torah and the Ribbono Shel'olam has obligated us in. The mitzvos, the commandments for us to follow 613 mitzvos, which when you actually analyze, are many, many more mitzvos, many, many more obligations for each and every one of us to fulfill. On one hand, one could look at those mitzvos as being obligations and therefore a burden. It's a yoke on our shoulders, not only a yoke because we understand the significance, that's a good form of a yoke, but maybe it's a yoke because it weighs us down. It weighs us down from being able to live our lives in all these other incredible ways. Oy, I have to listen to that. Oy, I have to do another mitzvah. That perspective, the perspective of, oy, this is another burden on my shoulders, is definitely one that has been felt by Jews throughout time. In fact, many of us might remember our own selves, perhaps when we were a teenager, feeling that way about one thing or another. Oh, I can't do that because I have to follow the Torah. Oh, what a burden. But there's another perspective as well that comes out of the mitzvos, which is that essentially any burden, really, any difficult spot in our lives can be interpreted as well. We can understand the mitzvos as being an opportunity. Every difficulty is also an opportunity to stretch and to grow and to show ourselves that we are capable of, and show the Ribbono Shel'olam and those around us that we are capable of greater heights, even in moments of adversity, moments of difficulty, moments where things aren't going our way. Korach approaches Klal Yisrael. Korach, in this week's parasha, approaches Klal Yisrael and convinces 250 followers, many point out that they were actually amongst the greatest of the great, that essentially Moshe and Aharon were not worthy of being our leaders. In fact, not only were they not worthy, but we as a people were not needing leadership like Moshe and Aaron. We were all Kulam Kedosh. We were all great. We were all holy. Why do we need separate leadership to be our guides in our spiritual lives? Why can't we just do it ourselves? We know what's best. Perhaps that's another feeling that we remember from when we were in high school. We don't need our parents telling us X, Y. We know. We've matured. We want to show that we got this. Can't tell you the number of times I remember telling my parents, you don't have to warn me about that. You don't have to warn me about that. I got this. And then that exact thing that I said I totally understood and didn't heed the warnings of my parents was exactly the thing that I faltered in. Exactly that thing. There's so many examples. But the Medrash says that Korach went another step. Korach did not only attack the leadership of Moshe and Aaron. Says the Medrash that the Korach actually made the claim that our lives would have been better in Mitzrayim under the leadership of Paro. Why would that have been the case? Because the burden of all of these mitzvos that Moshe and Aaron seem to be imposing on all of us is way too burdensome, way too intense, way too much. Says Korach, based on this Medrash, you know what? Moshe and Aaron are faulty leaders, and they're trying to make us accept all these additional mitzvos that are unnecessary. We don't need these mitzvos, and we don't need this leadership. In other words, he basically says, had we stayed in Mitzrayim, not only do we remember the good times of Mitzrayim, but rather the leadership and the burden of Mitzrayim was less burdensome than the burden of the mitzvos. That all of these mitzvos, we need 613 mitzvos times all the applications of those mitzvos. No! It would have been so much easier. It was so simple in Mitzrayim. We were slaves. We did our avodah. We went to sleep. We woke up the next morning. It wasn't like a whole comprehensive rule of thumb. Every aspect of life is now controlled by the Torah, says Korach, I don't want this. We don't want this. Korach's response and Klal Yisrael's response is quite fascinating, and the entire experience is elaborated in our parasha. But the Yalkut Yehuda of Ginsburg makes a claim to try to find where exactly this medrash finds itself in the parasha. Because after all, we understand the claim that Mokorach said, you know what, we don't need Moshe, we don't need Aaron, we don't need this leadership. That's clear in the parasha. But where does it say that Korach actually cared about these mitzvos and said that the mitzvos was a source of difficulty? And the answer is, he says, that exact same pasuk, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim v'socham Hashem. Says the Yalkut Yehuda, that same pasuk, it doesn't only tell us that we are sacred enough not to need leaders, but rather we are sacred enough not to need the restraining and discipline of the mitzvos. In other words, Korach's entire perspective on mitzvos was they're a burden. They're intended to bring us down. They're intended to be difficult in order to make sure that we stay on the straight and narrow, that we stay on the right path. Which, by the way, is definitely one reason for the mitzvos. One reason the mitzvos is to keep us from straying off to all the other possibilities in the world, all the dangerous things to ruin our lives with. The Torah keeps us on the straight and narrow. But we didn't understand was that just because we were kedoshim didn't mean that we didn't need the mitzvos. That was Korach's claim. Because we're kadosh, because we're so holy, we don't need these mitzvos. We don't need these additional obligations. We're already holy. But we totally respond the other way altogether. Rechananim Akasha teaches us, Rotzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Yisrael L'Fiyah Chirbalehem Torah Mitzvah Shnei Ma'ashem Chafetz L'Man Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Rechananim Akasha tells us that Rebbeinu Shalom specifically wanted to give us so many mitzvos because it would provide us a zechus. It's not a difficulty to have so many mitzvos. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to shine. It's an opportunity to have meaning in our lives. It's an opportunity to ensure that every step we take is guided by the Rebbeinu Shalom. What Korach was correct about was that we are kulam kedoshim, but what he made a mistake about was that the application of kulam kedoshim doesn't mean we need less mitzvos. It means that we celebrate the opportunity of more mitzvos. As each and every one of us go through the summer and learn more Torah, Mirz Hashem, and get closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom, let us recognize that the mitzvahs are not only intended to keep us away from dangers, which in Mirz Hashem they should, but they're also supposed to raise us up and give us an opportunity to reflect on our Kedusha, the Kedusha each and every one of us has. Not only do we need the leadership of our Rabbanim, leadership of our guides, our community leaders who are so well versed in Torah, but also the leadership of the mitzvos, the guidance of the mitzvos, and the opportunity to grow and to become great through fulfilling each and every one of those mitzvos every single day of our lives. Have a wonderful Shabbos.